Many, many years ago, I don't even remember how many years ago we did. Do you remember when it was? It was at Gethsemane.
I found an email from 09.
09?
From my building engineer, but I knew we started several years prior to that. And I was just talking to a guy about how long this has been, and I think it was probably 07 maybe?
Okay.
06, 07?
7 years ago. This is Mike Caruso. Mike Caruso is our deacon that we commissioned to go look for a building, and that's what he's been doing for 7 years. And so I'm going to let him start. He's got some PowerPoint for you, and so I'm going to let him start, and then I'll finish this up together, okay? So it's all yours, Mike.
All right. So we ready for an update? All right. I haven't made an announcement yet. So 3 years ago, I was before the body, and I gave an update on the building search and where we were at in the process. And today is going to look a lot like that, what happened 3 years ago in the presentation. There are a few different changes that we hope you like, but we think it's appropriate that we start by looking backwards, and we look at how God has provided for this church. In fact, Paul talked about it today, about God's provision. We've been talking about God's character for weeks, and God has provided so faithfully for us in this church. And on our website, this is the quote that's one of the quotes on there: God remained faithful to us in his provision. And we get to look back in his word, we get to look back and see how he has provided for his people throughout thousands of years and just throughout history through incredible circumstances. And I bet if we went around each believer in this church today and asked how God provided for you, if you look back 5, 10, 20 years, even last week, how God has faithfully provided for you individually. But we get to do it also corporately, and we're gonna take a minute to look back at how this church was founded, when this church was founded, and it was founded in 2001, and God provided a building, actually a cafeteria, at Gilliland Middle School in 2001. And one of my group members reminded me it was called the Roadrunner Cafeteria, Roadrunner Cafe. Who remembers that? Anybody? I do, because that's my alma mater. I went to junior high school there. So it was a little weird being in my cafeteria for church, but it was cool. But that's what God provided. And the next slide, we're going to show you where that church was. We want to give you context of where we've been. We've been somewhat of a nomadic church. It was in North Tempe. So if you're familiar with the Tempe area, it was in the northern boundary, northwestern boundary. The white box that you see around that area, that has been our target area for looking for the new church for that we would call our home. So in 2004, you can go to the next one. 2002, excuse me, we then moved to Tempe High School. Tempe High School, God graciously provided for us as a meeting place. Anyone remember those cushy chairs? I love those chairs. Those chairs were awesome. We were in the auditorium. It was absolutely beautiful. But again, God graciously provided for our church. And again, that church was in North Tempe, not far from Gilliland, Mill and Broadway. And then God opened the door for us to go to Gethsemane Lutheran Church in 2005. And they were kind and gracious enough to rent us their gymnasium. We've kind of been the cafeteria gymnasium church for over a decade, and we've been grateful. We are thankful for how God has provided for us, and Gethsemane was absolutely wonderful in opening their doors to us. And that brings us up to today at Valley Christian High School, and there's Gethsemane kind of in the central portion of Tempe. And that brings us up to today. We're at Valley Christian High School. 2010, Valley Christian High School opened the doors for our use of this facility, and God again graciously provided for us this meeting space. Valley Christian, of course, as you know, is in South Tempe. So it gives you an idea of where we've been throughout this time. Go to the next slide, Jeff. So one thing we want to talk about is the elders' hearts in this whole process. And the elders' hearts in the process of finding a building, to call our own home building, a permanent location, is really summed up in our vision statement. And that is, a biblical vision of God leads us to the gospel purpose of Christ, drawing in, building up, and sending out for the glory of God because of the cross of Christ. And it's by a life that's been transformed by the Spirit. This search for a building, our church has not been defined by whether we own our own building or whether we rent from a building, whether we meet in a cafeteria, whether we meet in a gymnasium. That's not where the elders' hearts have been from day one. Our definition is wrapped up in the gospel. And the reason we wanted our own building, or desired our own building, is so that we can take that gospel out to the ends of the earth and here locally and train up men, which we have through the Institute, and have the ability to do many things that we just don't have without our own home facility. Go ahead. So some of the challenges we've faced, it's been a very difficult process as we communicated back in 2011. The biggest challenges are finding a building. 30,000 square feet is what we needed. We started out this process looking for a building for 12,000 square feet. Then it went to 15,000 square feet, then 17,000 square feet. And then everybody kept having more babies, so it was 20,000 square feet. And we ended up at 30,000 square feet, and that's where we're comfortable, that's where we've been comfortable. We also needed to find a building. There are many city codes, as you could imagine, that require certain parking restrictions or a minimum number of spaces available. So we had to find a building that would have the appropriate number of parking spots. We had to find a building where CC&Rs, much like if you own a home, if you live in a master plan community, you have CC&Rs governing that home community. There are so many buildings throughout the city, throughout Chandler and Tempe, where we've been looking, that are governed by CC&Rs that restrict churches, that don't allow churches. They don't want churches in their shopping centers, in their development, what have you. If you remember, we talked about the Makuto's building that we were looking at a few months back. That building restricted churches. And if we were going to be able to buy that building and use it as a church, we met with the developer, and he required us to go around to every single owner and tenant in that complex to get them to sign off that a church would be allowed there. The last thing is price. We have a budget, and that included acquisition costs. It included build-out costs. So much like we talked about the Bash's commercial, the old Bash's grocery store on Dobson and Baseline, we had some numbers that we put out of what the building would cost, and then we had what the cost was to build out for our use, to make it a sanctuary and offices and children's ministry. Those numbers are just could be astronomical. So when you add all of this up, it's a monumental task that we faced, and that's one of the reasons why it's taken so long. And it was crystal clear that if we were ever to find our own building, it would be God that would have been preparing the way and making a building available that fits those four criteria and more. So we don't want to underestimate how difficult it was and how much God had to be involved in this process. Last week announcement, Scott suddenly announced that we were going to do an inspection on a building. And normally the process is you would go under contract and enter into an agreement for purchase price with a seller. Once you're under contract, then you would do the building inspection to see if it was see if there's any issues that would prevent you from purchasing the building. We did that in reverse. And the reason we did that in reverse is we found a building that had a tenant in it. And with the agreement and respecting and honoring the owners of that building, we didn't want to upset that relationship that they had. He would have to notify that tenant, and that tenant would have to agree to terminate their lease. And the building that we found, the tenant had a 5 years remaining on their lease, which is a long time. So we went ahead and did the inspection on that building. And this building in particular, We're going to show you the characteristics of this building. 29,943 square feet. And CCNRs allow churches. And we're going to talk more about that in just a minute. Parking. There is plenty of parking at this building that would meet with the city codes. So there are no issues there. The price was within budget. It appears God was preparing a way, and that building looks like that. And on November 1st of 2014, it's going to look like that. Okay, so in full disclosure, we won't have our sign up there on November 1st, but we will own it. So actually what we did is we got a bunch of guys and we went up and took her sign down, put ours up late night, took pictures, and put it back up. No, Photoshop's amazing. That is located at the northwest corner of Priest and Elliott, and the next map will show you exactly where it is. You can see how we have pretty much been everywhere in Tempe, South Chandler area. The green arrows represent the previous locations. The red area, of course, is where our building will be. Next shot, this is a cross street. To give you some perspective, the I-10 is on the left. The red arrow is the building. The green circle, that's Costco. Who doesn't know where Costco is in this town? That's Costco. Across the street is Walmart. Next slide would show you a little bit closer up. So Grace Bible would be to the left. And that, where the arrow is, all that parking is pretty much ours. Fuddruckers. Anyone have a Fuddrucker hamburger ever? Right across the street from Fuddruckers. So that'll be convenient. Walmart, right across the way, again, to give you some perspective. Next slide's going to be a street view. This is a view of from the street. Actually, extremely interesting about this slide. This building here that's hidden by the trees, that is the old Levitt's building. We looked at that building probably 5 years ago, and it was way too much money and way too big. We looked at it again this year, and then the next slide will be a little bit closer up so you can see what it looks like from the street. So that's our new home. Go ahead. So where we are right now, it is approximately 2.8 miles. Google says it's 5 minutes. I bet it's probably 7 to 10 minutes from this location, but literally just straight north by about 4 or 5 miles. So let's take a minute. I want to take a minute just to talk about the history of this building because the story is really neat. The current owners are believers. Dealing with them has been an incredible joy. When they heard we were a church and we wanted to put a church there, they were just overjoyed with that. They actually tried to put a church there years ago. They were considering putting a church there. They were operating a business out of the building. And 10 years ago, they looked at the CCNRs, and the CCNRs precluded churches. So the owner went through the process of contacting all of the owners of all those buildings to change the CCNRs 10 years ago so that a church could be placed in that complex. And it took him over 18 months to get this done. All of the building's owners, including the architect who designed it, have been believers, which is just a really neat history of it. And lastly, one of the bigger things, the current tenant in there had 5 years left on her lease. She had to agree to terminate her lease so that we could buy the building and use it for what we wanted to do. So that in and of itself, she could have easily made the unreasonable demand. She could have said no. She could have, you name it, but the building owner and I several times on the phone prayed that God would find favor on us with the current tenant and open that door if that's where God would have us and prepare that building for our use. So that is just, it's just been incredible. And we wanted to see we wanted the body to see how this process has unfolded and how it just certainly appears that this would have been God preparing this building for us for years to come. So it's important to thank so many people. You know, number one, the setup team. You guys, the current members, whoever's done it, yeah. If you've been on setup, raise your hand just so we can... If you ever were in setup, raise your hand just so we can see, whether it's today or 10 years ago, raise your hand because you need to be recognized. It has been... These guys would get up early, set the chairs up, obviously stay late, break them down, and this has been going on since 2001. I remember the trailer. We still have it, obviously. So thank you. The people, the body, just over the years, thank you for praying for me. Just for the church, you know, your prayers, many people would come up and encourage me. People would see a building and say, hey, we saw this building over on 3rd Street or wherever it was. So thank you for that. And then there's many behind the scenes. I'm going to name a couple guys, a few guys. They don't need to stand up or raise their hand. I want you to just be aware of there's more than just me that's been involved in this process. There are a lot of people. The first is Dave Mueller. I don't know if he's here today. I didn't see him. But Dave's in construction. Anytime I've ever needed him to look at a building, if I had a question on construction or what have you, he was more than willing to sacrifice his time. He's a father. He's got several kids, wife, obviously. He's got other commitments. He travels a lot. So it was, thank him if you have a minute, if you ever see him. Dave Bauer. Dave is a CPA by trade. He has been an immense help to me and the elders with crunching numbers and just running numbers for us in the process. And he is clearly gifted in that area. And last is Jeff Kershaw, who's back there running the show here today. Jeff is gifted. He's a space planner, an architect, and he's a magician. I mean, what he's able to create. When we look at a building and we take a space like this, and we think the best way to use it would be, say, to put the pulpit over here or over there, Jeff comes up with a totally different look and feel and design, and he's been doing that for a decade, maybe more. And he's extremely talented. He's been an encourager for me, but he's also an extremely funny guy. He's probably the funniest guy I know. And lastly, the elders. You know, there has been so much thought, so much time, so much prayer, so much deliberation throughout, you know, the last decade plus, but even more so this last building, to make sure that, you know, that the decisions that were being made, that they were in 100% agreement with, and that it was to protect the body. It was a very careful process. So I want you to know as a body that your elders didn't take this lightly. It was a very well thought out process, and praise God, here we are today. So we have a new building come. We want to continue to ask you to pray for wisdom, provision, stewardship. We're obviously the very beginning stages of this. There's going to be a need to communicate what we're doing, to build out the building in the best fashion for us, and then give sacrificially. We ask you just to continue to give, and you've given to send three families, you know, across the globe, and you've given for this building, and you've given sacrificially, and we are thankful for that, and we're filled with gratitude. And that's not taken lightly. So we just want to say thank you. There you go.
Don't go anywhere. Mike, I want you to know how hard this man has labored. And especially on this building, when it came time to have to pull the trigger, when you've got 7 or 8 guys who want to reconsider one more time before they pull the trigger, and he's feeling things slip through his fingers, Mike endured patiently and is just a dear, dear brother. So we wouldn't be here having this meeting today if God hadn't raised up this guy in our body. So love you, man.
Thank you.
All right. We can't communicate everything to you today. Like I said earlier, we don't know everything that we need to know to tell you. But today is the beginning of communication to you. We're going to provide you updates as we now go and do our homework on build out and things like that. And in the meantime, your elders are available. You can email us, call us, get together with us, ask whatever questions you want. I want to help you understand a couple of things on this. Over the last decade plus, what has defined this church is exactly what Mike said. What has defined this church, who we are and what we do, it's been the scriptures. The scriptures have defined who we are. And you know what? Renting from different spaces influenced us. No doubt about it. But renting did not define us. It influenced us, but the Word of God is what defined us. Everything that the New Testament has driven us to as a church, to proclaim the gospel where each one of us lives and works and studies and plays, discipling each other through the one another's in small groups, and developing leadership for this church, leadership for missions, leadership for church planting, all that the New Testament has driven us to as renters is what God will continue to drive us to as owners of a building. Owning our own space will certainly influence what we do and how we do what we do. There's no doubt about it. Just like renting has influenced us. But what drives us and what has defined us is not renting, and owning a building will not define us, who we are or what we do, but it will influence us. The scriptures influence define who we are most above all things. So to let you know, we've secured financing for the building. There will be a lien on the building. And what we were trying to be very, very careful with is that our monthly payment and utilities will be where we are now or a reasonable stretch beyond where we are now. And we can tell you that that is exactly what God has done. We will be locked into, there might be a little bump at year 3 to 5, but we've been able to secure what we're paying now each month in our budget for the lien on the building. Guys, that's huge. So we may grow another 100 people, but what we will pay will be what we're paying now. So if something happens in 5 years and we can't afford that building, that means we can't afford this place. Do you understand? At least we'll have some equity in a piece of property. So that was a major goal for the elders all along. We did not want to make a ridiculous decision that would jeopardize this church and then start to change what we'd have to say to you all the time about what we need financially. And we just don't even want to be in that. And by God's grace, I think we're able to be there. Getting the building ready, however, for worship on Sundays and other things, for children, for training. In the past, when we brought to you the 30,000 square foot shelled out bashes at Baseline and Dobson, I think we gave you a number there of build out of like 2 million. This building is not equal to that building. And so the build out is not going to be equal to that build out. There will be some differences. We can't tell you what that is going to be right now, but that's what our homework is going to go be to do. We've had to use 500,000 of our own to get into the building. We're going to use the remaining to basically get it ready for children, for training, and for worship. What I want you to understand is that we're probably going to be approaching this in phases as we go. NGM space, training, we have to do some work on the bathrooms in there to put some more in there. Those are a priority. What about the worship space? We may transition from a school gym to our very own gym-like sanctuary in this building for a while. You know, when you buy your own building or you buy your own house and you're going to do some remodeling, you know how content you are with a card table and chairs for a while? I'm going to set the expectation level at just think card table and chairs. One of the first priorities chair-wise is that we will replace as many of these really comfortable ones with even more comfortable ones that will be padded. But just want to help you set your expectations. We are not going to step into this building, Lord willing, the first of 2015, sometime in the first 2 months of 2015. We're not going to step into it, and it's going to be polished and done. We're going to be growing into this and doing it as we go. So we're going to go do our homework as elders. Jeff is going to help us with build out. Mike's going to help us. So our facilities fund is going to, you're going to see it go down once everything has gone through with escrow. But that facilities fund is going to remain because we're going to need to do all of our build out from that facilities fund. We're going to need to be replenishing it all the time. In fact, we were reminiscing this morning in my home that our kids, when they were younger, would bring envelopes full of quarters to church and on the outside write facilities on the envelope, and there'd be $3 in the envelope, and then they couldn't wait to come to church the next week to see if the number went up $3. And it did. So that was exciting. I mean, think of how discouraging that would have been if it didn't. But it's been $3 at a time, one gift after another gift after another gift, and that fund is going to remain and continue. So what we want you to be more than anything is thankful to God. Thankful to God for how he has providentially led us over the last many years. Think about this. What we have done over the last few years is we have heavily invested ourselves in multiple ways, including financially, to prepare a team to go plant a church in Papua New Guinea. We set a date for November 30th for them to go do that. They are ready to step up onto the launch pad and head over to that side of the planet on November 30th. And what God has seen fit to do that we weren't planning is that actually by November 1, we might have our own building. But it comes after doing all of the hard work and the planning and putting a priority on church planting and missions and the gospel. It comes after that. And I think that's encouraging and something to be very thankful for. So please express your gratitude to God. Be humbled with us that God would, what do we deserve? What do we deserve? We deserve hell. That's what we have earned. And what we have today is we have Christ, we have his Spirit, we have God himself, and he has given us one another as a body. We do not need a building to meet in to have one another. He has given us every perfect place to rent for 13 years, and it looks like he may be now giving us our own home. We don't deserve any of this. We need to walk humbly and thankfully before God. So I'm going to pray, dismiss you all. You can go eat at Fuddruckers, drive the parking lot. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do give thanks to you. This is all from you. And we know that if you give us tomorrow, that will be a gift. And so today we just want to walk humbly before you. Help us to remember James 4 and that we don't want to get ahead of ourselves and say, let's go to such and such a city or such and such a building and do ministry there. But rather, if you give us tomorrow, we will live. And so, God, we walk today grateful for the life that you have given to us that we do not deserve and grateful for the fellowship that you have given us in your Son and by your Spirit and around your Word. Thank you for making us into a church and thank you for leading us to this building. Thank you for all of the men and women who have helped to lead us to this point. We give praise to you, and we are thankful for them because they are gifts from you as well. So, Lord, be with us. Give us wisdom now in the days to come and help us to be content with a building that will need to be finished as we go. And, Lord, I pray that you would replenish that account as you see fit. And Lord, we entrust ourselves to you as we have been doing. We want to just continue to do it as we walk into this new season of life. Lord, we do not want to change as a church because we now own. We want to be faithful to your scriptures. But Lord, where it is appropriate for this home that is ours to influence us and what we are and how we do what we do, Lord, please even be sovereign over that. And we commit ourselves to you and we give thanks in your great name. Amen.